Okay, so page 274, Simik Kuvtasi Falva. Nichla Zabez Ganesis. Umaz the Tzibur meet Palin if you find the Tzibur that's already davening. If you're able to finish your Shemar Atzi before the Tzibar gets to Kedusha or Kaddish, then Yid Palel. Then you should go ahead and dive in Shemun Asri. And the Ramah adds in over here, like we said a couple times already, the Ramah holds that the Amen of Ha'el HaKadosh and Shomea Tfila has the same din of Kedusha. We'll soon see it's not exactly the same, but Kimat, the same level of answering Kedusha is those two Amenim. Those two Amenim is Ha'el HaKadosh and Shomea Tfila. So that's the halacha over here, that if someone is in the middle of the Tzivim Lav, if he is unable to get to these points of either answering Kaddish Kedusha, the means of Kel Kodesh Shomei Tefila, Al Yid Palel, you should not daven. Im Ein Hashal Veres, unless, obviously, he's going to miss Zman Tefila. If he's going to miss Zman Tefila, so then we throw everything else, because the most important thing is to daven, especially in the right time. So if you're going to miss Zman Tefila, then we don't worry about these lachot. So long as it's in within Zman Tefila, and you find yourself in the middle there, in the middle of Shemun Esrei, when you are going to start your Shemun Esrei, you have to make a estimation in your head. Am I going to finish before the Tzibur gets to Kedusha at Shacharis or Mincha? Or Kaddish at Marav? If it's a Marav, obviously there's no Kedusha after Shemun Esrei. So you're Mashar, you're going to be able to finish Shemun Esrei by the time the Chazan says Kaddish. Obviously, if you're diving in a new Tzibur, it's very hard to know if you think you're going to make it or not, but you have to make this estimation. If yes, you start your Shemun Esrei. If not, then you do not start your Shemona Esrei. Before we get to Modin, which we'll soon see is a separate din. Now the Shaila is that everyone asks themselves, and this is the Bir Halacha's question over here. He says in the first Bir Halacha on the page, Hanichnas Zabez Kinesis, Nistapakti, I have the following Savik, Imiderach Tivo Laharich Betfila, Ve'enu Yachol Yisayim HaKadusha, Imutr Lahatchil. If your Teve is, then it's not that if you start in the middle of the Tzibur Shemona Esrei. You start with the Tzibur Shemona Esrei. People who are marich in the Shemun Esrei, many times they are not able to get to Kedusha by the time that Tzibur gets to Kedusha, especially if it's a minion that davens rather quickly. Okay, a very quick balabatish minion, they start Chazar Shas only a couple of minutes after Shemun Esrei starts, and you're unable to keep up, and you're not going to be able to make Kedusha with the Tzibur. So would we apply this din, that then you should not start your Shemun Esrei with the Tzibur? Or no, this din would be different. Okay, and he says, Mikan ein rai leser. Don't bring a rai over here that's for sure also to start with the Tzibur. Why? Listen very carefully, because it's going to go back to something we said earlier. De Asher de Zelav Tfilas Tzibur Gemura Mikre. What does this remind us? This reminds us of the Pesach of Shlomo Zalman that we saw earlier on, that there's different levels of Tfilah B'Tzibur. And this sounds like this over here, and this is what Marina Rabbeinu Rav Neventzal told me also, is that as long as the Tzibur is within the first three brachas of the Shemun Esrei, obviously, once again, you're making an estimation. It's in the first, let's say, minute of Shemun Esrei, the silent Shemun Esrei, you assume then the Tzibur is still within the first three brachas, let's say, that's still considered tefillah Tzibur Gemura. Okay, that's considered tefillah Tzibur Gemura. However, if the Tzibur is in the middle of their Shemun Esrei, like we're talking about over here, then that's not even considered tefillah Tzibur Gemura, and therefore you don't have the right to go ahead and start. And this side of the Bir Halacha's Safek, he goes back and forth over here. This is how all the Poskim, Paskin, the Aruch HaShulchan, Paskin's Lekula, the Chazon Ish, Moreno Rabbeinu of Neventzal also said, well, all the Poskim seem to pass like this, as long as you start with the Tzibur. Or for that matter, according to Rabbeinu Neventzal, or Shlomo Zalman, within the first three brachas of the Tzibur, that is considered Tefillah Tzibur Gemura, and that is going to, you're going to start, go ahead and start with the Tzibur. But if you came late to Shul, you came late to Shul, and therefore they're in the middle of Shemun Esrei already, or for that matter, you are just davening slower, and you're the soul, let's say, in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema, and they start Shemun Esrei, and therefore you're going to start Shemun Esrei later, that's when this halacha is going to apply, and you're going to have the Mishar. If you think you're going to be able to finish your Shemun Esrei before Kaddish or Kedusha, you go ahead and start your Shemun Esrei, you get a mitzvah Tefillah B'Tzibur. If not, then you wait for the Chazaras HaShas, and you go ahead and start with the Chazaras HaShas, with the Shia Tzibur. That will learn more in Sif Bet. Okay, that's going to be halach lemaisa, but I believe this is a very beautiful raya of this different levels of tefillah b'tzibur. There is still somewhat of tefillah b'tzibur if you start with the tzibur when they're in the middle of Shemun Esrei, but it's not tefillah b'tzibur gemura like the psak of Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Now going on. V'im nichnas acher kedusha, if you get there, they already said kedusha. So now, should you start now with the Shliat Tzibur? Im yachol lahatcha v'ligmar kodim shiagyesh Shliat Tzibur lemodim. If you could daven Shemun Esrei very quickly before the Chazan is going to get to Modim, then you could start your Shmona Esrei Yitpalel. V'im lav al Yitpalel. If not, then you should not daven. So over here, though, the din of Modim is different than the din of Kaddish and Kedusha. The din of Kaddish and Kedusha is because they're so chashuv that it even takes precedence than possibly even Tefillah B'Tzibur. They're so chashuv. However, Modim, it's not because it's so chashuv. It is very chashuv to answer Modim with the Tzibur, but over here, the din is different. The din over here is because we're afraid it's going to look like the Tzibur is bowing for Modim, and you're not bowing with them. It's going to nira kikofer chas v'shalom. Okay? And therefore, there's going to be many nafkaminas as the Mechaber goes on and says a couple of them. Therefore, one of the nafkaminas is, if you're able to measure out your Shemoneh Esrei, that you'll get to one of the places where you bow in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei when the Tzibur gets to Modim, so then you can go ahead and daven. If you can be able to get to the point of, let's say, Modim, or where you bow anyways at that time, so then you're allowed to start your Shemoneh Esrei, because then you'll be bowing with the Tzibur. When the Tzibur is bowing for Modim, you'll be bowing for either Modim of your private Shemoneh Esrei, or Modim of Atoshim Chalachan El Odos, and then it's going to be fine, or for that matter, for the bowing in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei also. So that is one nafkamina, because not because they're not going to be able to answer Modim. If it's because we're afraid you're going to miss out on Modim, so who cares if you're bowing at the same time? But it's just a din that you don't look like a kofer, Chas V'Shalom, as we say, as opposed to the Kaddish and Kedusha. So that is one nafkamina that's going to come out. V'imtzarech lahatchal kedei lismoch geula l'tefila. If you have to start your Shemoneh Esrei right away, because you have to be somech geula l'tefila, let's say by accident you said Baruch Atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael. So now you have to start your Shemoneh Esrei. You made a mistake. Really, you should have waited because it's not the best time to start Shemoneh Esrei, right? But you said Gal Yisrael. Or for that matter, let's say it's going to be you're going to miss Zman Tefillah, so you have to start Shemoneh Esrei right now. So what's going to be the din? V'nizdam lo shemegiyash le tzibur lemodim, and happens to be the tzibur gets the modim when you're in the private Shemoneh Esrei. Or for that matter, the same thing would apply if you started at the right time. But the tzibur got to modim while you're still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. What do you do then if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and the tzibur gets to modim? The halacha is as follows. Keshuba achas mi habrachos v'yamsof. He's in one of the brachos. In the middle of the brachos. If he's in the middle of any bracha, yishchaimo. He's allowed to bow down with the tzibur when the tzibur bows for modim. You go ahead and bow with them, even though you're in the middle of l'ulam al shinim. You're in the middle of Shema Koleinu. You go ahead and bow with the tzibur once again, so it doesn't look like you are kofer. As Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkan Ninyod, ve'enu omer az modim. You don't say modim though, you just bow down. Vashchiyahu kedei shelo yanira kekofer mimisha tzibur mishtachavim lo. The tzibur is mishtachava, you have to mishtachava with the tzibur. Avalim hu betchiloso besofa. But if you're at the beginning of a bracha or at the end of the bracha, the halacha is as follows: the beginning of a bracha or end of the bracha, the only time you're allowed to daven, the only time you're allowed to bow is the first two brachas of Shemoneh Esrei and the second to last two brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, Modim and Atov Shimcha. Those are the only two brachas you're allowed to bow in the beginning or the end of a bracha. However, only by avos and odah you're allowed to bow at the beginning or the end of the bracha, and therefore if you're at the beginning or the end of the bracha of any other bracha Shemoneh Esrei, you don't go ahead and bow with the tzibur, even though it looks a little bit like you're kofer because everyone else is bowing and you don't bow. So that's a lachal ma'isa. When you're in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei and the tzibur gets to modim, if you're in the middle of bracha, that means you're not right at the beginning of a bracha, okay? And you're not at the bracha, at the end of the bracha, you go ahead and bow with the tzibur. However, if the bracha at the beginning and the end, then you do not go ahead and bow with the tzibur. So those are the dins with modin. Oh, so if that's true, that you can just go ahead and bow with the tzibur, why do you have to worry about missing out on modin? You'll just bow with the tzibur. You'll have to see when you get there. Why do you have to start your Shemoneh Esrei later? Because you're afraid you're not going to get to Modim. So that the Mishnah Berurah deals with in Sivkat and Yod. He says, second line in, he says, you're not allowed to start your Shemoneh Esrei with Das, so you're going to go ahead and bow with them when they get to that bracha. Even though you're allowed to bow in the middle of a bracha, like we learn later on in a couple simanim. Why? We're afraid you're going to forget to bow. Because normally you don't bow in this place we're afraid you're not going to bow. Opposed to if you're at a place you're going to bow in Shemoneh Esrei, and you get to that place you're going to bow in Shemoneh Esrei, then you can even lechatchila start your Shemoneh Esrei in order to get there. And if you're constantly thinking, oh, I'll bow with the tzibur when they get to Shemoneh Esrei, when they get to Modim, yitarid v'lo yikam v'tchila so, you're going to be worried about that, and you're not going to be able to have kavana in your own private Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, we don't like going ahead and relying on bowing in the middle of the bracha, going ahead lechatchila. And the other nafka mina over here, in terms of modim, is a very important machlokas over here between the Mishnah Berurah and Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevin. So the Mishnah Berurah, going back, the Sif Katan Aleph says the following. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you go into the shul, so you're not allowed to start if the tzibur already started because you don't think you're going to get to Kaddish Kedusha or I'm going to miss on modim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im rotza latzeit lipalo ba'azara, chutz lebeis kenezes, mipalo v'ein tzarech la'amtin. If someone wants to walk out of shul and go ahead and daven outside the shul, he could go ahead and daven out there, and he doesn't have to wait for the tzibur then. So says, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevin, sa l'chora lo shayich zeh l'gabi modim. He says, what's that going to help? The whole point is that you want to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. Okay, so what is the point? What's going to help that you walked out of shul? You're still not going to help the answer Kaddish and Kedusha. So he says it's going to help for modim that if you're outside the shul, it won't look like you're a kofar by not bowing with the tzibur. But for Kaddish and Kedusha, it's not going to help. Da'chiv lichra hu kadesh lo yira kekofar. Ukshemi pala bazar ainu nira kekofar. Aval agabe Kaddish v'kedusha v'amenim ba'akel ha'kodosh v'shomea tefila lo hir v'yachlum v'mashid pala b'chutz. What's this helping? That you're not going outside, but the fact that you're going outside of the shul. And he says, at the end, he says, possibly, Pshan and the Mishnah Berurah is the filing. V'ulai ma'iri k'shein lo p'nai la'amtin. We're talking about someone who does not have time to wait. Okay, he has to run out, whatever it might be. He doesn't have time to wait. Das adiv li'pal mechutz l'beik k'nesem yasher li'harut chas v'chalel li'chofer. It's better for him to go ahead outside the shul and not go into the problem of missing out on modim. That's what we're talking about over here. Okay, so that's what's going on over here in this halacha. So two more things before we end. Number one is that in the side topic over here, there's a very important Prima Gadin who basically lays out for us what are the most important things when coming to Tzibur. Okay, what are the most things? What is the order of preference? So it's both in Mishnah Berurah, this long Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Dalid, starting with the words Vida, and it's more of a verse over here in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Masa L'Kedusha L'Kaddish. It says this over here inside. I'm B'Primigadim D'Kachashiv Seder Amadregos Eza Adif Mechaver. He points out what are the most important things. What's the Nafkamina? What's more important? Le'inanim Shomea Shtein Ka'achas B'Shneim Inyanim. If you hear one minion is at Kaddish and one minion is at Kedusha, and you want to choose the best one. Eizemem kodem. Oh, in any yachol l'kayim ekulam, or you're simply not able to stay in the tzibur long enough to mekayim both dinim. What's the most important? Vekotem sham et tzidret kach. Amen yeheishmei rabbe de Kaddish adif mikdusha. The amen of a yeheishmei rabbe mevarach, that is the most important thing. That's even greater than answering Kedusha. Ukedusha adif mimodim. Kedusha is the next level. That's greater than modim. Even according to Ashkenazim, Lupaskin, the Hakel Kaddish, and Shomei Tfila, those Amenim are on a higher level than the other Amenim. They're not greater than Modim and Baruch Hu. They're not as high level as Modim and Baruch Hu, and therefore Modim and Baruch Hu come before. But these Amenim are greater than the other Amens of Chazar Sashas. He has a suffix over there in the Prima Gadim. What's better, modim or baruch hu? And he ends up saying modim has more chashivas than even baruch hu. And then he says like this. It sounds like from our halacha, it sounds like over here, everything in this list is even greater than tefillah betzibur. We push off davening with the tzibur for these Amen. So two things though on that last psak. Number one is that the only place we find in halacha where one has a chiyuv to travel up to a mil to go ahead and do an halacha, the only place we find that is for what? For tefillah betzibur, for davening Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur. We never saw there's a chiyuv to travel up to a mil in front of you and all the dinim that we saw before that's behind you. Then that is only by tefillah betzibur. But by the other dinam of Kaddish Kedusha, we never saw there's a chiyuv. So it sounds like over here, it's true. To go to a tzibur, the only chiyuv or thing, halach, that you have to travel for to go through is for tefillah betzibur. Once you're in the tzibur, there are other things that are even greater than Tefillah B'Tzibur according to Prima Gadim. But the other thought I have is, based on what we started with today, is I have a little question on the Prima Gadim. And that is that the only time that we see that these things have precedence possibly is when it's not going to be Tefillah B'Tzibur Gemura, when the Tzibur is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. But based on the Ber Halacha that we saw at the beginning, where we said if someone starts with the Tzibur, then these things are going to take precedence, it could be a Tefillah B'Tzibur Gemura might have precedence over it in those cases. It does not sound like that from the Prima Gadim over here, who seems to list these things even ahead of Tefillah B'Tzibur Gemura, but that is just one Ha'ara over here, that possibly Tefillah B'Tzibur Gemura might even be greater than these things. But at the end of the day, that is how the Prima Gadim paskins, and that is seems to be the way the Ber Halacha ends up saying like this, and the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Katan Dalid. That is where we'll stop today. I come for today. Have a good day.